This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is September 3, Friday, and these are the headlines. At least 1,580 slots are still open for the Work for Davao program intended for Davaoenos displaced by the pandemic. The city government is still accepting applications from those who were affected by the COVID-19 quarantine restrictions and want to avail of the Cash Employment Assistance Program under the Work for Davao program. Walk-in applicants can apply at the Davao City LGU Special Projects in Magsaysay Park. The Work for Davao is a cash-for-work program of the city government for Davaoenos who lost their source of livelihood during the implementation of new quarantine measures aimed to curb the rising cases of coronavirus disease transmission. In other news, Mayor Sara Duterte has denied the claim of her father, President Rodrigo R. Duterte, that Senator Aimee Marcos went to see her in the city to discuss the possibility of them running as tandem in the 2022 elections. In a statement late Wednesday night, the mayor said the claim of her father that Marcos visited her to discuss the possibility of the two of them running as tandem was not true. She visited me in Davao last May 29 to personally relay her birthday wishes. So far, this is the only visit to me in Davao. Duterte also thwarted the report posted on politics.com.ph that she was holding a grudge against Go and her father's partner at present, Honeylet Avancenia, as this was a proxy fight between the first and second families. She said Go has the free will to make friends with anyone. I am not the keeper of the president, she added. In business, at least two hyperscale companies will locate in the Philippines this year, Department of Trade and Industry Undersecretary Seferino Rodolfo said Wednesday. Rodolfo, who is also the managing head of the Board of Investments, said these companies are from China and the United States. Aside from these two companies, many hyperscalers are eyeing to put up their infrastructure in the country. Hyperscalers are firms that offer scalable data storage services. In sports, undefeated Charlie Kings Warrior Suarez of San Isidro Davao del Norte will fight again, this time against southpaw Lawrence Rosas of Puerto Princesa, Palawan on September 4 at the Urdaneta Cultural Sports Complex, Urdaneta City. The 33-year-old Suarez wants another win to get a possible crack at the title. Suarez has won 3 fights already this year. Meanwhile, featherweight Lawrence Cerberus Ladrada, with 10 wins, 1 loss, 1 draw, and 3 knockouts of Cagayan de Oro, will take on Gary the Hawk Tamayo with 4 wins, 1 loss, 0 draws, and 3 knockouts of Samar in the supporting bout. The promoters are Robert Hill of VSP Boxing and Kukui Elorde of UKC Pro Boxing Edition. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.